The Super Bowl is over, but the NFL quarterback carousel is just beginning.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
What does the future hold for all 32 NFL teams at the QB position?
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to spin this wheel right here.
Let's spin the wheel and find out which teams we hit today. The Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, let's check in with our pal Carrington Harris. He does a great job, host here at CBS Sports Radio, and you can catch him out afternoon drive in Kansas City. He joins us right now. Carrington, how you been?
Zach Gelb, no one has had me on to talk about the Chiefs quarterback carousel since probably, 2012. I don't even really know what I'm doing on your show. But Ryan Hickey was like, hey, Gelb wants you on. And I'm like, you know what? I will get up from eating dinner with my mom to talk to Zach Gelb. And then he was like, oh, it's about quarterbacks for the Chiefs. And I'm like, what is there to talk about? The Chiefs have the greatest quarterback we have ever seen.
Well, you have to hit on all 32 teams, so we have to do one day of Kansas City. I am intrigued, though, and I appreciate the kind words. What are you eating with mom right now? What's on the dinner plate?
So it was like a little reverse happy hour. I actually just got some wings. They were lemon garlic butter or whatever. They had literally just come out, and then I saw my phone was ringing. I was like, oh, yeah, let me go talk to Zach Gelb. So I am excited to talk to you. Next time you do this, you know what? I would talk to Las Vegas twice. They need extra attention to their quarterback issue. Denver needs extra attention to their quarterback issue, not Kansas City.
So we'll keep on the food topic, and then we'll delve into the Kansas City Chiefs as well just for a second. Carrington Harrison is here with us. I just said about 30 minutes ago, we are actually coming to your town for the NFL draft coming up in 3 weeks. Where are the places I have to go? Like, you had to give me 2 meal recommendations. Where must I go?
Yeah, no, I just heard about this. I heard this while I was waiting on hold. I'm going to show you the best barbecue that you've ever had, because I don't know if you've been to Kansas City before.
I have not.
So whenever you get here, we're going to go on the tour. We're going to Gates. We're going to Jackstack.
Awesome.
We're going to Joe's Kansas City. We're going to try, like, there's 4 big barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. We're going to sample each of them, and then when you go back home to the NYC, you can pick what your favorite one.
Yeah, an early case was being made for Joe's by one of our listeners, Slick Reynolds. He was saying, you got to go to Joe's. Joe's is the place.
Joe's is good. So the original Joe's location is actually in a gas station. I mean, like a living, breathing. It wasn't used to be a gas station. It is still currently a gas station today. So you can go fill up and get the best barbecue sandwich that you've ever had.
So when we look back at the Chiefs this past year, Carrington Harrison, we'll see if we could top this conversation the rest of the way. Probably not, because we started it off with food. Everyone was like freaking out about no Tyreek Hill this year, and then the Chiefs go and win the Super Bowl. So what did this year tell you about Kansas City when you look back at it?
I actually don't know if we have given Patrick Mahomes enough credit. I know I have in Kansas City, but I don't know if people like Zach Gelb have given Patrick Mahomes enough credit for winning the Super Bowl with Travis Kelce and a bunch of guys. Think about it. They had a seventh-round rookie at running back, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who was a 600-yard receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster, who is no longer on the team, Kadarius Toney, who you know very well, who was on the Giants, who they just cast away, that scored a touchdown.
Could have been the Super Bowl MVP, honestly, if we're being honest.
He had a chance to. I mean, Sky Moore caught his first touchdown in the NFL in the Super Bowl. I don't think we've given Patrick Mahomes enough credit for basically winning the Super Bowl with Travis Kelce and just a bunch of random guys.
He gets a ton of credit. Now you're doing what I used to do with Tom Brady.
I'm serious with Patrick Mahomes. Like, this is the thing about Mahomes. I think at this point now, let's say that Mahomes says, you know what? I've made enough money. I don't want to play football anymore. Patrick Mahomes is one of the 5 greatest quarterbacks of all time. At this point in his career, I don't care about longevity stats. I'm saying we all watch these games. We know these games. You cannot name 5 quarterbacks all time better than Patrick Mahomes. And that's with another decade to go in his career.
No, you are right on that. Mahomes, if he retired tomorrow, he would definitely be put in Canton, Ohio as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Also, just going off the whole Mahomes and Tyreek Hill relationship, and I know Tyreek Hill said some things today. We'll get into that in just a bit. Not that I ever doubted Kansas City, and I always thought that they would be a tough out in the playoffs. They had a great chance to get to the Super Bowl. But I was always wondering, Carrington Harrison, because you've seen their runs the last few years. They would go down big, and they would so quickly come back. That's what I was wondering, if they were going to miss Tyreek Hill. And then to be down by 10 in the Super Bowl to Philly, who's having an unbelievable season and still come back, that's what just made it so off the charts.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I would say that that's been the theme, really, of Patrick Mahomes' career, that time, situation, score, none of those things seem to matter. I mean, you think back to the first Super Bowl run. They were down 24-0 against the Houston Texans. I mean, they were down 10 with 8 minutes to go in a Super Bowl against San Francisco. They won. You mentioned the Eagles. I thought the Eagles played as well in the first half as a team could play.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs still found a way to win in all of these games. Like, that has really been a staple of Patrick Mahomes' career. I'm on this team. So as long as we still got time on the clock, I don't care if it's 13 seconds left like against Buffalo or 8 minutes like the Super Bowl against San Francisco. As long as we still have time on the clock, we are going to win this game.
Who are the quarterbacks in the AFC that you look at? Is it just only Burrow as the only one that's just in kind of a similar or even close to being in the same category as Mahomes?
I mean, I like Josh Allen. I mean, I would say with Buffalo, I think Buffalo needs to go get Bijan Robinson. I think one of the big problems with Buffalo is it's hard to ask your quarterback to be the focal point of your passing attack and also be your best running back option, too. And I think what happens with Buffalo every year is you need Josh Allen to have, like, 370 yards of total in order to win. Like, Patrick Mahomes did not have a great numbers day in the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah,
he didn't throw for 400 yards. He threw for, what, 180 yards. But you could have Isaiah Pacheco, who runs the ball. You can have the defense do some stuff. Like, you can't just count on your best player to score 40 points every night in the league. You need other guys to kind of carry their weight. I think Buffalo's biggest problem is they ask Josh Allen to do everything offensively, and if he doesn't, they can't win.
I know the Chiefs, they have the last pick in the draft. They win the Super Bowl. They're sitting at 31 just because you have the pick taken away from Miami. I know it's kind of tough to have a lot of draft conversation when you're picking last in the first round, but what has kind of been some of the talking points on this draft for Kansas City?
I mean, right now it's been wide receiver, honestly. I mean, a lot of people are sort of waiting to see what's going to happen at the number one wide receiver. I mean, right now they only have one wide receiver who is on his second contract in the league, and that's MVS. Can you go into a season with Marquez Valdes-Scantling as your number one wide receiver? So I think they still need a wide receiver. Are they going to address it with Odell Beckham? Are they going to address it with DeAndre Hopkins? Or are they going to go get a wide receiver? I really like Quentin Johnston out of TCU. I think a lot of Chiefs fans are warm on him. I think Jaxon Smith-Njigba from Ohio State makes a lot of sense. I don't know if he's going to fall in a range in which Kansas City could realistically move up to get him, but a lot of the conversation with the Chiefs has been about wide receiver, and that appears to be their biggest weakness right now. Pass rush a little bit, but that's something you can address in the draft, or, you know, there's always going to be that veteran pass rusher you can get. But wide receiver, not picking up Juju Smith-Schuster. I really wanted Jacoby Myers. DJ Chark ended up going back to Carolina. This team really needs a true number one wide receiver.
I think Odell is going to link up with Rodgers and go to the Jets whenever that deal gets done. Hopkins is the name that I've been saying it. I think Hopkins is going to wind up in Kansas City. That's just based off gut feel.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing with DeAndre Hopkins is going to be, what's the cost to acquire him? Like, are you going to have to use a second-round pick? Are you going to get him for a fourth-round pick? And is he going to be willing to restructure his contract? I'm not super interested in DeAndre Hopkins at what we've heard he's going to command. I'm not giving you a second-round pick for a 31-year-old wide receiver who has played 19 games in the last 2 years.
Why not, though? Because you guys are in the penthouse. You could do whatever you want right now. And if he can stay healthy, you know that's going to be off the charts with Mahomes.
It's just how the Chiefs have been built and the moves that they've made. It would be one of the more risky moves that they've made. It's not like I know you're a big Patriots guy. We're not talking about DeAndre Hopkins as a free agent right now. You can get him on a one-year, $6 million deal. Sure, take the flyer for DeAndre Hopkins. We're talking about you got to trade something for DeAndre Hopkins, and you got to negotiate a contract with him. It just seems like a lot for a guy who tore his ACL less than 18 months ago and then missed 6 games last year because of a suspension. Like I right now, I wonder with DeAndre Hopkins if there are more questions than answers. And you and I both know this. Football is best played by people ages 24 to 27. He's 31 years old. Like, you are sort of in a race against time. How much does he have left in the tank?
Do you actually believe Tyreek Hill when he said today that this is going to be his last contract with the Dolphins?
I think Tyreek Hill just likes being in the headlines. Last year he said that Tua was the most accurate quarterback that we've ever played with. Like, this is just what Tyreek Hill does. Tyreek Hill in the offseason, he just starts talking, and then we're talking about Tyreek Hill. And he said he wanted to quit to do Twitch. It's just, no, I don't. Last season, I spent my whole offseason last year hanging on every word of Tyreek Hill. I refuse to do it again. Tyreek Hill chose the bag over winning, and there's nothing wrong with that. You got your $120 million. You got a lot of guarantee money. I hope you're happy with winning 9 games and never advancing in the playoffs.
But you know that he misses Kansas City. There's no way you can't miss the Chiefs with what they're doing.
He could have signed. This is the thing, Zach, and you know this. All of us have been offered jobs or you change jobs. Whenever you reach that point, we see what you value most. Do you value work environment? Do you value four-day work weeks? Like, you're allowed to decide to take a job for whatever reason you want. The Chiefs have made one thing clear. There is a tax to playing on the Chiefs. Everybody can't be the highest paid player at their position. We aren't the Rams. We're not going to have Stafford making big money and Aaron Donald making big money and Cooper Kupp and all of these. You're going to have to take 85% to be on the team. You can still be incredibly rich. You can still be incredibly wealthy, but you're not going to be able to say you are the highest paid player at your position. That's what Tyreek Hill valued more than winning championships, more than playing on a team that has a chance to compete every single year. He wanted to be the highest paid wide receiver at $30 million a year. That comes at a cost. Go win 8 or 9 games every year, miss the playoffs, and be happy with that.
Carrington Harrison, before we let you run, Andy Reid, 65. How much longer do you think he's going to coach for?
That's a great question. I mean, I don't know how you can walk away with things the way they are in Kansas City. I mean, think about it. You got a super passionate fan base. You got a great ownership group. You and the general manager are on the same page. You've got one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen. I mean, as long as you're healthy, why are you walking away anytime soon? I mean, I'd probably set the over-under at 4.5 years and him coaching until his 70s and probably take the over. But we also know things can change. I mean, look what happened with Bill Self. Bill Self appeared to be healthy and then couldn't coach in the NCAA tournament. So I don't know if any of us can say definitively because things change so quickly. But if you're asking me right now, 4.5 years for Andy Reid, would you take the over or the under? I take the slight over, and let's say he retires at like 72.
Do you agree that Bieniemy left Kansas City with the idea that he felt like he had to go somewhere else to be considered for a head coaching job again?
I mean, I don't know how anybody could see that and not come to that same conclusion that you came to. Like, I don't even know what the other side of the argument would be. Like, it seems fairly obvious to me. And this is the thing, and you know what? I feel good about this because I can say this, and then you'll hang up the phone and you got to deal with it. Give me one white coach who had to go through this process. Like, we never asked Josh McDaniels, hey, Josh McDaniels, you know what you got to do? You got to go be an offensive coordinator for another team. You can't be under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for you to earn this job. Like, just give me one white coach with the resume that Eric Bieniemy that had to prove himself at another location. You're telling me that Eric Bieniemy's employment to be a head coach is now based on Sam Howell? That's what it's based on, not based on anything he did in Kansas City. I just want to know why we saw Doug Peterson get so much credit for the success. I want to see why Matt Nagy gets so much credit for the success. Mike Kafka, who we know eventually is going to be a head coach in the league. How do all these coaches get all this credit, but yet Eric Bieniemy has to go through another unnecessary step to prove that he's worthy of being a head coach? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, let me ask you this. Does Nagy get a head coaching job again, now being 100%. The offensive coordinator in Kansas City, before Bieniemy gets his first?
100%. Gelb, he is a white offensive coordinator who had a winning record with the Bears. Yes, we know how this ends. He's now the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs for the next 2 years. He'll be the hot it candidate. People will say, well, he wasn't that bad with Chicago. Look who we had. He had Mitch Trubisky as his quarterback. You should hire him. There's no way that Matt Nagy only gets one chance in the NFL. Think about how bad Josh McDaniel was with the Broncos. He got another chance to be an offensive coordinator with the Raiders and is doing the exact same stuff. Yes, Matt Nagy will absolutely be a head coach again in the National Football League in the next 2 seasons.
Will Bieniemy ever be a head coach in this league?
I mean, I'm going to say no at this point. Like, it's kind of one of those things, like, the more hoops you create, eventually you just trip up. Like, I just don't know what Washington has to do next season in order for a team that has already interviewed Eric Bieniemy to finally say yes. You know, like, he's been doing this for three news cycles. Last year, he wasn't even the IT minority candidate anymore. Like, there was a time there where he was kind of the example of the Rooney Rule, and the media was pushing him. That was D'Amico Ryans this year. So, I mean, what is Washington? Like, Washington probably has to make the playoffs. The Washington Commanders have to make the playoffs in order for Eric Bieniemy to get a job. I'm just going to guess that the Commanders don't make the playoffs this year.
Well, enjoy those wings with Mom, and I'll see you in 3 weeks, and we'll go on the barbecue tour.
Gelb, I appreciate you, my guy.